how much teaching needs to be done in the world. You know, we were talking to someone this week, and that person seemed to think that it doesn't matter who you are or what you do after you've walked up here and
you know how we walk up here and we say we gave our life to the Lord, and after we walked up here, then some people feel like you're saved and you're saved forever. They feel like that. And I said, well, no, I don't think so. Well, yeah, because God hears the sinners and this. I said, you know what? God says that sin is a stench to the nostril, to his nostrils. And he talks about being lukewarm, he'll vomit you, spew you out of his mouth. There's different things, but different people believe different things. Last night, they were talking about, I'm going to use one of these mics, I guess. But they were talking about prayer back in the schools. Let me tell you something. Prayer needs to get back in the church.
Amen.
It needs to get back in church. If we start being holy, the schools wouldn't be shooting each other.
Right.
The people, you know, coming to school with guns and bombs and stuff like that. Amen. Thank you. They have guns and bombs and all kind of things that are going on. I read in the paper after my granddaughter told me that they found a bomb in Barstow on the school, and that they had evacuated the houses around the school and locked down the school. And I was trying to make that make sense. The houses are far away and the school is right there, and you keep the kids there. So it didn't make sense to me. So I was trying to say, well, where is the bomb? It just didn't make any sense. I couldn't make it make sense. And then they said they called the Army bomb squad or something, and they took the bomb, they took it away. You know, but I was sitting there thinking, I said, well, what reason would people have to bomb the school? Well, I could think of a lot of them. Because I went to school there and I taught there. So I know that schools today, they don't, you know, and Brother Don said this coming, they don't respect the student. You know, they don't respect the students. They don't treat you like you're a person. You know, they don't realize that how you are at home, you get to school, they want you to be somebody else, somebody they raised. And you can't do it. You know, I don't know, Alyssa, were you in school that day? And so you were locked down for what, 3 hours? What'd you do? They wouldn't let you leave. They'd have let me leave. Amen. Amen. You wouldn't have kept me there. Oh, we were trying to protect them. Nuh-uh. I'd take my chances. Amen. You know, I was thinking about the Deacon Burns' nephew who got shot. You know, and that's just like the tip of the iceberg. There's so many things that are going on. Out here, I read stuff. There's not one day that they don't say Palmdale or Lancaster. Not one. I said, can't be that many people there. That's true. You know, and I'm going to get to what I'm going to speak on, but, you know, I was reminded of the man, what was his name, Bear or something, they call him Bear, what they call him? The guy that came to church and you remember, mothers, that he got up and he just wanted to be saved, the big guy. And he got saved and he loved the Lord. He couldn't even sit down. He stood up against the wall and he just rocked and did all kind of stuff. Well, within the next week, the police was chasing him, caught him, tasered him, and killed him. Because he was big, they were scared. He was big. They were scared. But, you know, and I think about it, I say, you know, if you're going to get a ticket, you better pull over. And don't pick up no phone. You know, don't even have a pen. I'll write down your name. You know, you better stick something to the dashboard so you could tape, because you better not be taping like this. They'll say they thought it was a gun. You know, and so things are going on in the world. So you ask yourself, why? Why are they going on? I believe, Christina, I believe that your experience was a spiritual one. And Satan, if he can get you that depressed and feeling that way, what you're going to revert to are your old ways. Because those are the comforting ways that you know. But you know what? I thank God Satan didn't win. Amen. Amen. I guess I'll stand up here for a minute because my Bible's up here. But, you know, I thank God that Satan didn't win. I thank God that he's not going to win, not with real saints. And what I'm talking about, a real saint, I'm not talking about people that just carry the surname. You know, I could say my name is anything. I can carry that name. I can have that alias. But that doesn't make me that person or that kind of person. And that's the way the world is now. They say, everybody say they're Christian. Yeah. You say, are you a Christian? Yeah, I go to church. That don't mean you're a Christian. That doesn't mean you're a Christian. I see people get up and perform. I saw that last night. Oh, I didn't know you saw it. I forgot you was there. Amen. But, you know, people get up and they perform, and then as soon as they get through performing, they're ready to go. And I'm like, well, what's that about? What's that about? That you think, who are you entertaining, God? You know, because your little stuff you're doing, that's not, entertainment is not what people need. They need the word. Amen. They need to know about Jesus. They need to know if you don't go to heaven, you're going to hell. Amen. People don't even want to say hell no more because it's not popular. You know, my grandson, the one that just left, he had gone to this other church out there in Victorville, and they told him, well, you use this other, you know, you could use any Bible you want to, it doesn't matter. And all they want to do, they said that the King James just too hard, it talks too tough. Amen. And so the thing is that the people have an excuse to be what they want to be. But you know what they picked up on that last Sunday he was there? $200,000. You know why? Because people don't mind giving if you give them an excuse to sin. Amen. 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 They don't mind giving if I say, oh, it's okay if you go down there and rob the store. Just give us 10%. I mean, you know, I guess that's kind of extreme, but that's how it is. If we're not telling the truth, then what are we telling? It's either the truth or not the truth, and a not the truth is a lie.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So when I was reading and I was looking, and by the way, I want to tell you that I appreciate the twins more than you can imagine, because they're not phony. Amen. They're not phony, and if y'all went with me last night, you would have known why I said that. Anyway, oh yeah, I forgot you was there. Okay. So, and I'm not saying things to talk about another church. I like Elder Graham, and I like, you know, going over there. But I'll tell you one thing, what I like more is the word. And I like the pure, unadulterated truth. I like when somebody stands up and tells you the truth that's going to shake up your life and change how you are, instead of giving you an excuse to be like you are. Because the Bible said, be in the world, but not of the world. And it tells me that I become a new creation. Amen? So if you're not a new creation, if you didn't get changed, amen, then you didn't get saved. And I could tell you that with certainty. Amen? If you still look like the same old tree, that's what you are, the same old tree. Amen? It don't matter who you standing up before, you're the same old tree. Amen? You could grow all kind of leaves on you, you're still the same old tree. Amen. We go over there, we have all these pretenses of who we want to be. Amen. I am. Amen. You not know I am. Praise God. The only I am, I know that name belonged to God. Amen. And then Jesus later on. Amen. He said, I am that I am. Amen. Amen. We want to stand up and talk about who we am. You am nobody. Amen. Amen. We're all born in sin, shaping in iniquity, and you stay that way unless God changes you. And if he changes you, you don't look the same. Amen. Amen. Some stuff start changing. Well, you know what? Don't nobody have to tell your feet to move. Your feet don't move because God move them. Amen. 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 Don't nobody have to sit over there and say, come on, let's praise the Lord. You praise him because he is the Lord. Amen. 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 Everybody repeat after me. That's what people be saying. I sit there and I get my little thing where I say, I ain't doing it. Amen. Because you can't tell me how to praise God. If the words don't come out of my mouth because they come down from my toes, they don't need to come out, and I don't need to be telling you. Amen. You looking dead smack at your enemy, talking about I love you in the love of the Lord. Soon as you get out, you got the bomb planted by their house. Amen. Oh, I'm sorry, y'all, but I just get mad. You know, you get indignant because people always want to impress people. They got them long, drawn-out prayers. They'll be sitting over there, and God, amen, you don't even know who you're talking to. Because if you did, you know, his ears, he's not hard of hearing. Amen. You ain't got to draw his name out like that. He just say, what do you want? Amen. What is it you're asking for? You know, but we think we got to do all this stuff because that's what churches are teaching. They're teaching how to be a phony Christian, not how to love and be in love with the Lord. Amen. How to get into your secret chamber and just begin to moan a little bit. And just call upon his name and believe his word. When he said I can, I can. When he said I am, I am. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The word says in James 2, verse 14, it says, what doth it profit a man? Profit my brethren. Though a man say he hath faith and hath not works, can faith save him? Now we walk around all the time talking about we don't need to have no works. We just got to have some faith. But let me tell you something. If you don't have no works, your faith ain't in action. Right. Amen. Amen. And you know, I sit there, I say, well, Lord, if I had a title, what would it be? And he gave me obedience is an essential part of faith. Amen. So if you can't obey what God said, then I tell you what, your faith ain't in action because you can't be obedient to what he said. And so I tell you who you're not. You're not kin to me. Amen. Amen. You know, I sit there and I thought about it. I said, you know, the Lord been dealing with me on cause and effect. I'm just going to come down for a minute because I want to tell you something. I want to tell you this. God tell you to move to the front seat. You better move to the front seat. You know, because we'll sit there and start talking about, well, you know, I'm going to move next week. Well, let me tell you, you might move next week. But by the time you move in your time, something be done happen to the seat that you're sitting on. Amen. Cause and effect. When you don't move exactly when God tells you to move, if God tell you call up Mr. Mr. Brown, you better call up Mr. Brown. Because if you don't call up Mr. Brown, you're going to need Mr. Brown. Hey! And you're going to be sitting over there talking about, I wish I would have called Mr. Brown. You know, cause and effect. Amen. Something's going to happen when you don't move when God tells you to move. When you don't do when God tells you to do. We'll sit there and say, well, you know what? I'll do what I'm going to do. But if you're not doing what God said, then you're not doing, you're not being obedient. Now, what am I talking about? I'm talking about everything. Amen. Amen. I'm talking about everything. You know what? Sometimes, Mother Knappo, I'd be wanting to be cute. I was sitting there today saying, you know, you don't want to speak too hard because your hair going to puff up. But let me tell you something. I don't care about no hair puffing up. I don't care about looking ugly. I don't care about nothing, but I care about the Lord. I care about doing His will. If He tells me to walk out in the street, I'm going to walk out in the street because I'm going to trust that He's going to meet me in the street. Hallelujah. He's going to meet me in the street. I'm not just going to walk in the street. Mother Mabel, I'm going to hop in the street. Hallelujah. I'm going to get out in the street and I'm going to have everything I got. People be saying, look at that crazy woman standing in the street. I'll tell you one thing. Cause and effect if I don't go in the street. Hallelujah. Might not be no street next time I want to ride on it. Amen. 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 I'm talking about God. He don't make no mistake. He knows just where you are and just what you're doing. And what He wants is for you to just be obedient. Amen. 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 Obedience. He said that's better than sacrifice. But you know what I'll do? I'll sacrifice you. I'll sacrifice you. I'll sacrifice you. Oh, hallelujah. But I'm not sacrificing me. Hallelujah. Y'all don't know what I'm talking about. You know, obedience. Obedience isn't all about doing what you want to do. But it's about doing what He tells you to do. Amen. What has He told you to do lately? Have you been sitting in your bed? Amen. Sitting on your chair and God said, this is what I want you to do. And you sit over there and tell Him I'll do it, but not right now. Cause and effect, you better remember it. Amen. You better remember it. Because when you get ready to do it and He been snatched it from you, you're going to be wondering. Amen. And then he said in the next verse, if a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, depart in peace, that's how we are. Go in peace. Amen. You know, amen. I'll tell you a story about that, then we'll finish this. But I was working in a doctor's office, amen. And next door to where I lived, we live next door to the Episcopalian rectory where the pastor lived. And so one day the pastor came in the office. He was sick. So the people that were in my office, they saw their pastor. And they were so happy because there was the pastor. They said every Wednesday he prayed. He said, may your illness take flight. Amen. This is a quote. May your illness take flight. They said every Wednesday he told them that. But when he was sitting in the doctor's office, he didn't even know who they were.
That's the way?
Those people were so upset, and that church wasn't even as big as half of this. So it wasn't like he had to memorize no whole bunch of people. But you sitting over there talking about may your illness take flight, but you at the doctor. And don't know the people you've been saying that to. Don't even know the people that go to your church. Amen. But we'll sit over there and say, depart in peace. And then it says, be ye warned and filled. Notwithstanding, you give them not those things which are needful to the body. What doth it profit? Amen. Look, let me tell you something. If you see me hungry, don't be talking about, I'm going to pray God give you some bread. Give me some bread. Amen? See, but that's how we are. That's how we are. I pray all the time. All the time. I hear people say that. But then you walk up on somebody that has a need, and what the first thing you want to do.